I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio with South Carolina Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of irreversible blindness among elderly patients in the U.S. As the population of the U.S. ages, AMD is projected to affect the sight of over 6 million people by 2020. To talk about new treatments in development for the dry form of age-related macular degeneration is Dr. Lucian Del Priore, director of the Storm Eye Institute at MUSC. Dr. Del Priore, tell us a bit about the dry form of macular degeneration.
So in the dry form of macular degeneration, patients lose vision because they develop atrophy or thinning of the retina directly in the central portion of their vision. And to the patient, this looks like a blind spot, which starts in the center of their vision, and it enlarges with time.
And who is at risk of developing this particular type of eye disease?
So there are several risk factors for dry macular degeneration. One is simply patient age, because the disease really does not develop in patients below the age of about 55 or 60. A second risk factor is familial or genetic. Patients who have macular degeneration in their family are clearly at a higher risk because of inherited genes that none of us can really modify. Then a third category of risk factors, which are very important to remember, are environmental risk factors, because the reality is that there are certain behaviors that we can modify that will either lower or raise our risk of dry macular degeneration.
And what are those behaviors? What sorts of risks can we do something about?
Probably the major environmental risk factors are cigarette smoking, which can easily raise your risk of dry macular degeneration by a factor of 10. And the smaller modifiable risk factors include high blood pressure. And in addition to that, diet can also be a significant risk factor, as can elevated blood cholesterol.
And what about the symptoms, some of the earliest symptoms?
Typically, patients with dry macular degeneration present or come to the ophthalmologist's office with a complaint of a decrease in vision without necessarily seeing any distortion. Patients are actually developing thinning of the retina in the central portion, or the macula. And when you get thinning in the central portion of the macula, then patients will have trouble with reading and may have some difficulty with driving. In the more advanced form of the disease, patients will actually be very conscious of a blind spot directly in the center of their vision.
And how is this disease diagnosed?
The best way to diagnose dry macular degeneration is by a dilated eye exam at an ophthalmologist's office. And essentially, during the examination, the ophthalmologist will perform an examination of the back of the eye and also obtain some fairly simple and non-invasive photographs of the retina.
And I understand, Dr. Del Priore, there are new treatments being developed for patients with dry macular degeneration. Tell us about that.
So there are several different types of treatments which are being investigated for this disease. And there are some encouraging phase 1 and phase 2 clinical trial results suggesting that there are medications that can be used to actually slow the progression of macular degeneration. The second line of treatment that I think looks pretty promising at the moment is the replacement of degenerated or lost cells in the retina with transplanted cells. So at this point, there again has been a phase 1, phase 2 clinical trial, which are the earliest stages of clinical trials in the United States, that suggest that transplanting new cells or stem cells underneath the retina can actually stop the loss of vision and may actually lead to some improvement in visual function.
Dr. Del Priore, thank you so much for providing this update about new treatments in development for the dry form of age-related macular degeneration.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio.